Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the NTR Auto Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gavin Desa from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everyone, and welcome to all of you participating on this Q4 and FY26 earnings call for NTR Auto Components. We also have with us today Mr. Pranav Vellayan, the Whole-time Director, Mr. Vikram Krishnarathi, CFO and Vice President, Mr. Rakesh Rastogi, GM Finance and Accounts, and Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and Company Secretary. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risks and uncertainties. A statement in this regard is available in the presentation on the exchanges and shared with you earlier. We will start the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have an interactive Q&A session. I now invite Mr. Pranav Vellayan to share some perspectives with you with regard to the operations and the outlook for the business. Over to you, Pranav.
Good day, everyone, and a warm welcome to our Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. Thank you for joining us today. We are encouraged by our progress in the quarter and year under review. I will quickly take you through a snapshot. For Q4 FY26, our total income stood at ₹229.89 crores, a growth of 19% Y-on-Y. EBITDA for the quarter was ₹27.36 crores, a growth of 25% year-on-year, with EBITDA margins at 11.90%. These, I must add, are the highest-ever EBITDA margins for NTR Auto. PAT stood at ₹18.45 crores. For the full year, total income stood at ₹825.45 crores, a growth of 15%. EBITDA was ₹93.57 crores, with margins of 11.34%. PAT improved 16% to ₹61.94 crores for the full year. Our ROCE employed already continues to be strong, standing at 36.22% as on March 31st, 2026, not considering the ROU surplus cash planned in Kharkhoda and Aurangabad, which we will utilize towards the expansion of our operations. Sales volume to all our partner OEMs continues to improve, reflective of both recognition of our capabilities and a good demand environment. As you are aware, there are also a large number of new models being planned, and we are optimistic of having the opportunity to cater to many of these launches. Our order book as on 31st March 2026 stood at 650 crores, which also is the highest in the history of NTR Auto Components. It provides us strong medium-term revenue visibility and underlines the confidence OEMs continue to place in our capabilities. I am happy to inform you of our progress in our non-seating space with the winning of orders in ambient lighting and believe this is a precursor to much more. Our CapEx plan towards the establishment of back-end infrastructure for our new product offerings, namely seat inserts, ambient lighting, shades, seat latches, and seat belt reminder systems, remains on track. We continue to focus on expanding the content per vehicle we offer and bringing to the market disruptive and value-added product offerings. The demand environment remains stable. On our part, we are well prepared to leverage the significant opportunities we foresee. We have adequate land available for expansion, 26 acres at Aurangabad and 9 acres in Kharkhoda, which would help reduce our cost towards setting up expanding capacities. We will now be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants, you are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all, you may press star and one to ask a question. The We will take the first question from the line of Anubhav from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity. Pranav, the sequential increase in order book from like 450 crores at end of Q3 FY 2026 to 650 crores now. Firstly, congrats on that. So, can you give some color on what type of new orders have you won? Is it like for new models of our existing OEM, or have we added new OEM? Some qualitative description will be helpful.
So we've got new models from Maruti Suzuki that has led to an increase.
Sorry to interrupt in between, sir. Your voice is not audible.
So we've got some new models from Maruti Suzuki, which has led to an increase in our order book. We've also removed the e-Vitara from our existing order book because we've started production.
Okay. And this LOI that we have received from Maruti Suzuki for the lighting, is this like a product development LOI or like some kind of order win?
So they're all new models that we've built for and we've acquired business for.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Anubhav, you're audible.
Yeah. Somehow the management line is not very clear. Voice is very muffled. Sorry. So my next question is, there's been some slight delay start of production for the new Bangalore plant of the Hayashi JV. So it seems like a delay of a quarter. So is this because of CapEx delay or what has led to this?
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Pranav, the new Bangalore plant for the Hayashi JV, earlier, I think it was scheduled to start production in April. But in this quarter's presentation, it mentioned that it will start in June. So can you give some color on what led to this delay sort of? Is it the CapEx was delayed or yeah?
So it's basically because of some operational issues that we've delayed it by 2 months.
Okay. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon and thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good result, delivering 20% growth despite the fact that one of our key models is facing some challenges. My first question is on the other expenses. There is a big pickup on a quarter-on-quarter basis from 21 crores to 24 crores. Any one-offs there, or this is just all kind of maybe year-end that is there?
So there's an increase in project and marketing expenses, including R&D expenses, that has led to this increase.
Got it. And on the gross margin side, again, there is a 100 basis points QOQ improvement. Any one-off there, or that is just normal product mix?
That's a model product mix. In addition, we've also got some discount from our vendors that has led to it.
Sorry, discount from vendors. Is this for volume discount or because commodities are normally going up?
Yeah.
Got it. So do you see this kind of gross margin holding up, or given the fact that commodities are now going up, there will be some pressure on gross margins?
So gross margin should be similar, and all our commodities tend to be indexed. So there shouldn't be too much difference in our gross margin.
Got it. So in a way, this 11.5% EBITDA margin that we have this quarter, without including other income and all, is something that is sustainable going forward?
Yes, that is sustainable.
Got it. Got it. This order book increase from 450 crores to 650 crores, the entire 200 crores is from Maruti, or are there orders from any other client as well?
There's entire 200 crores from Maruti Suzuki.
Got it. Got it. With this now we broadly have visibility of revenue going to like 1,500 crores. In order to meet the 3,000 crore target, and given the, you know, how the auto industry works, where you need to kind of get orders like at least 18 to 24 months in advance, we will need another 1,500 crores or so of orders in the next two and a half years. How is the visibility on that looking, and how confident are you of getting there?
500 crores we want to do from our existing customers and our existing products. 1,000 crores is something I think you'll have to give us some more time on. We'll get back to you by the end of the year. We'll try to give you updates slowly.
Got it. That is very useful. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Rommel from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Pranav. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, and thanks for the opportunity. Firstly, just to understand, you know, for the new products that we are working on, the 150 crore total CapEx that we will do in the various product lines, just want to understand in terms of visibility, what kind of orders we have already got or what is the visibility on that? Because orders need to come a little earlier than, you know, when the plant comes. How is the thought process on that?
Seat belt reminder system, seat latch, and the seat insert, we already have orders for that. We'll just be transferring the business to that. It starts 2027 January, and slowly we'll start ramping that up. For the Hayashi joint venture, we've transferred the shade business, and we've got two ambient lighting orders for that.
Okay. Hayashi ambient lighting and shades orders we have.
Yes. We've got a new, which is broken into Maruti Suzuki for ambient lighting.
Okay. Okay. Also then on the margin side, as you mentioned to the previous participant that broadly the margins will sustain. You know, when these new products also come, and probably the utilization start increasing in a year or two, broadly, where does this margin kind of, if you can give some color on the margin range where we can reach going ahead?
Let's stick to the current margin for the moment because there'll be some startup costs that's gonna come in.
Okay. Okay. One thing just on the balance sheet. I think we had a negative, you know, operating cash flow. Any specific reason or probably it gets normalized in this year?
We've paid about 12 crores for our Delhi office. We've also paid 6 crores to support our subsidiaries, and then we've also had an increase in MSME vendors that has led to a reduce in cash flow.
Okay. Going ahead, think it should normalize.
It should normalize, yes.
Okay. Okay. Just lastly, to understand on the, you know, the new OEM discussions. Where are we placed and, you know, what kind of discussions are ongoing for new OEMs or new, you know, customers there? Are we in some advanced discussions there?
When something converts, then I think we'll share that with you. I think that's the best way to go forward.
Okay. Okay. Okay, great. Thanks, and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Sucrit D. Patil from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the team. I have two questions. The first question to Mr. Relan is, how do you see NTR Auto expanding its role in India's auto component industry over the next few quarters, especially when EV adoption and changing safety standards? What new product lines or partnerships are on the table that will help the company grow beyond the current OEM base? That's the first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
We're continuously working on expanding products and customers. When something converts, then we'll share that with you.
Okay. My second question to Mr. Rathi is, looking ahead, how will you balance investments in capacity expansion and technological updates with maintaining financial discipline? What long-term cost-saving measures are being built now to protect margins if raw material prices rise further? Thank you.
Good morning. We have mapped the cost versus return for each product and each component. So we monitor the cost increase with the productivity improvement and vendor price increase with the customer price. Thank you.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Manish Gupta from Equinox Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Thank you for the opportunity. Does premiumization that's happening in the industry lead to higher content for our execution or it remains the same for us?
So CET is going through a premiumization phase. If you can see the difference, there's a lot of artificial leather that's coming in. Power seats are coming in, ventilated seats are coming in. That will lead to a significant premiumization.
All right. So what would be the, let's say, a factor of premiumization, 1.5x, 2x, if you could give some color on that?
See, we don't have a number on that. It goes model to model, but it should increase by about maybe 40%, 50% in the next 5 years.
All right. And my second question is, sir, since Maruti is facing very strong competition from other OEMs, so are we in active discussions with other OEMs for, you know, diversification and risk containment purposes?
So we're continuously looking to diversify our customer mix.
All right. And finally, sir, a question about our investee company, Bharat Seeds. So you had set a 3,000 crore revenue target for financial 30, and Bharat Seeds has come up with pretty good results in Q4. So does that guidance remain unchanged, or is there any upward division to that?
So Bharat Seeds, maybe you can take a 3,500 crore guidance till FY30.
By financial 30, okay. And so Bharat Seeds is also benefiting from premiumization move, or how does that work there?
So that will benefit from premiumization, and that will also benefit from our existing new order increasing.
All right. Thank you very much. These are all.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, you're audible.
Hello.
Please,
yeah, thank you. Namaskar, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, as we have a closing order book of 650 crores, so, sir, does this outline two programs that will run for multiple year, or is it only one-time order booking that is being done?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? I didn't understand.
Sir, in the auto space, we have been of the view that there are programs that we run with OEM for several years. So with the type of order booking and especially the additions that we have got from Maruti Suzuki, this order book is pertaining to be executable as a one-time, or this is a program for the coming 4 to 5 years. How should one look into it?
So there are multiple programs that will get executed over the course of the next 3 years.
Okay, so what is the significance of this 650 crore closing order book? In what context should we look into it? That was my question.
So you can add that to our current revenue. That is what's going to be our revenue by the end of the decade.
By the end of?
Till 2030.
No, sir. If you could just clarify something more. What I'm trying to make sense is that whenever an order book is being posted, there is an executable period for the same, and then there are repeat orders that happen on the basis of order given. Say, suppose Maruti gave you a component business order after approval for for 50 crore hypothetically, that will run for 8 years down the line. So over a period of time, this will be a 400 crore revenue profile for the company. So that is what my question is. What should we read into this 650 crore number in terms of execution and the program running for how many years?
So our current revenue is about 830-850 crores. This order book will add another 650 crores to our revenue, and then those programs will last for another 7 to 8 years.
7 to 8 years?
Yes.
Okay. My next question is pertaining to the CapEx that we have envisaged for the current financial year. That last year, I found that in the cash flow, we have done CapEx closer to 74 crore and the previous year was closer to 48 crore. So what should this year translate into?
So this year we're going to do all the projects and apart from that we should be doing another 30 to 40 crore of CapEx.
30 to 40 crore, because in the project expansion update in the slide number 7, under the product line seat trims and frames and ambient light carpet and sunset, we are expected, or we have already spent around 102 crores. So this amount is already there in the capital work in progress, the facilities which will be commenced by June and July.
So the seat insert support, we've done most of the CapEx. The seat frame and trim for NDR Auto South, we've also done most of the CapEx. Also for the seat latch and the seat belt reminder, we're still doing some of the CapEx. In addition to that, we're going to do another 40 to 50 crores to execute our new order book.
Okay. So the project expansion update, which what we have mentioned in the slide, we will have another 40 to 50 crores that will get covered out even separately. Or it is covered in the 150 crore CapEx that we have mentioned here.
That's going to be over and above that for our existing order book.
Okay. And sir, what should be the asset turnover ratio, especially for the ambient light segment, and what portion of revenue we will be booking from this product line for this current year?
So the ambient lighting asset turnover should be anything between 3 and 4. It's a small order to start with, so it should be not too meaningful at the moment.
Sir, your voice is muffled, sir. Come again, please. Please speak closer to the mic.
The two ambient lighting orders that we've got are relatively small orders. The top line should be anything between 10 and 20 crores for both.
Okay. And this will scale up post our further product empanelment with the OEM, and we'll see further revenue profile going ahead that you will share later.
Yes, once you start acquiring, yes.
Right, sir. And so lastly, in terms in the context of the current vagaries of the geopolitical issues, the oil prices, then the issues with the routes navigation, how is auto industry currently poised with the supply side situations in the component industry, the trends which have been that there is some issues with the spares and all. How is our company poised to face this challenge? And if you could just give us some setup of how are we insulated from the current vagaries of the business environment.
Okay, so the demand seems to be intact at the moment, but in terms of supply issues, our company is not facing any issues.
Okay, sir. I'll join the queue. Thank you and all the best to the team, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Ankush Nahar from Electron PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So a couple of questions. First, a bookkeeping question. I think our employee expense is up 33% for the financial year. So any one-offs over there, or is it a new run rate, considering the capex that we're doing? Secondly, since you have transferred the Sunshade business to the JV, so how much was the revenue as of now that we were generating from Sunshade? And also, what is the percentage stake in the JV that we have with Hayashi? And lastly, please go ahead. Yeah.
The employee expenses have increased because we're trying to grow our business. There's some manpower that we have to hire. The shared business that we transferred to the JV is about 20 crores, and the shareholding of the joint venture is 50/50.
Okay. On the Toyota expansion article, I think today they have released a commentary of expanding in Aurangabad. You know, are we directly benefiting from this? You know, what is our plan in order to be a part of the growth of the OEM?
We've currently acquired land in Aurangabad for the Toyota expansion. We've also did a joint venture with Hayashi for the Toyota expansion, and we also want to replicate our seat business over there. That all is under current bidding process right now.
All right. Once I think the bidding is through, then we plan for a CapEx in terms of plants, et cetera.
Yes.
All right. Then lastly, on the JV side, I think we have spent, I think, the highest amount in terms of absolute figure, 80 crores on the JV. Today we are sitting on a comparatively small order book of 10-20 crores, and maybe Sunshade adding that will be 40 crores. In terms of utilization of such a big CapEx, are we facing any issues in getting new orders, or is the time which is being taken a bit longer because of any reason?
80 crores is the total project cost that we've approved. We've currently invested about 10-15 crores each, which is about 30 crores in it. We'll just keep on investing as soon as we get more business.
Okay. It'll be more of a phase-wise expansion rather than a one stop.
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Ashok Shah from Eklavya Invesco Family Office. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, you just talked about the seat industry being premiumized. What percentage of the business will go to Bharat Seat and what will be to ND Aircraft business?
We've divided the processes very clearly. Bharat Seat does the seat assembly and the seat foam, and NDR does the seat cover and the seat frame.
This business over the 2030, what will be size of the total four-wheeler industry?
I don't have that number offhand, but I can share that with you.
Okay. Secondly, sir, as a company, Suzuki has got around 70% in the group holding, and you have around 41%. Do you plan to increase the holding and take it to 75%?
Sorry, this is regarding Bharat Seat, the shareholding?
Yeah, Bharat Seat I'm talking about.
NDR Auto has 28%, our family has 17%, Suzuki has another 30%. That's the rest is the public. There's no change in shareholding. That's the
No, I'm talking about the NDR increasing the holding by 3-4% because Tripling acquisition is available to NDR.
I don't think we can cross the 74% threshold in that.
It's 75% is allowed, 75% as a promoter. Not more than 75%.
Yeah, we've got 73 at the moment or 74.
Sir, for all the expansion, what will be CapEx required for both the companies?
I don't have the Bharat Seat number at the moment, but NDR Auto, we've given the project update, and in addition to that, we've got another 30-40 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, lastly, sir, if possible, sir, you organize a con call for also Bharat Seat also. It will be much beneficial to all the investors. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Anubhav from Prescient Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up opportunity. Pranav, we were supplying, I think, some body-in-white parts to Jimny. Are we looking to, like, increase, like, sheet metal part and BIW parts for other models? What is our focus on that?
We're working towards increasing our BIW content. In addition, we're also working towards increasing our ambient lighting and shade business.
Okay. This 200 crore order book, you mentioned that it's entirely from Bharat Seat.
incremental. So is it that like we are gaining market share within Maruti or with some other peak vendors? Could you give some color on that? And what is help driving that?
Yes, so we have increased, with the new order book, we are likely to increase market share in Maruti.
And what is helping driving that? Is it like some specific vendor is losing share and we are gaining from that, or is it more driven by our capability?
Our performance, cost, quality and delivery has been good, and yes, there is someone else who has been losing some share.
Okay. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Dia from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
No, hi sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible. Please proceed.
So, any revenue guidance and EBITDA margins for FY27?
So we don't give annual guidance. We've given a four-year, five-year long-term plan guidance.
Okay, no problem. So can you provide the revenue mix for FY26?
Yeah, sure. I don't have that offhand, but I can share that with you.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, in continuation to the previous participant, we did revenue of around 830 CR for the fiscal year. So, what should the trajectory likely be going ahead, since now we have confirmed order book and the and we have the impediment of the product profile also. So what should we look forward in terms of the trajectory that we are likely to transcend for the current financial year? And secondly, if we can be providing the revenue mix between the products that we cater to, how much it goes to the seed part, what is the other, that mix if we can provide in the presentation going ahead, and if you have the numbers now. That would suffice.
Sure. So we can provide the product mix within the next presentation. I don't have that number at the moment, but we can share that later with you. And in terms of the revenue guidance, our top line is about 850 crores. We've got an order book of another 650 crores. So you can add that. That should be our guidance till FY30.
FY?
FY30.
Okay. No, sir. I was just trying to make sense the journey that we have done over the last fiscal, from a revenue of, if I exclude the other income, from 713 to 822. That growth trajectory, we will gain momentum on it, or that is what the likelihood should be?
No, there should be, the EBITDA should come in the full year, and then we've got three more projects coming next year. So that should increase next year.
So I hope I'm not on a good line, I think. So can you repeat it once again?
So we've got EVATARA, which will come next full year, and then we've got three more projects starting next year. So I think we should likely have a similar revenue growth.
Okay. That is for the next year, sir. I was more pertaining to the current year, that the trajectory that we have transcend from 25 to 26, That will gain momentum because of this execution of the current order book. That is very likelihood for this year also.
Yeah, there should be some growth next year. We don't have exact numbers in our sharing.
For this year, I'm asking, sir, not next year. For 26-27.
Yeah, so for next year, we don't want to share a current guidance because simply okay. Programs get delayed and how ramp-ups happen.
Okay, sir. We hope that our Bharat Stage also request is adhered to, sir. Maybe half-early or some bit of conversation between participants and management can be communicated to a platform for Bharat Stage also. That would suffice a lot of questions. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. We will take the next question from the line of Ankush Nahar from Electrum PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So just wanted one clarification, the 3,000 target that we have by 2030, that is first, only for India, right, and not including Bharat seats?
Yes, that is for India.
All right. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to the management for closing comments.
Thank you for your time and participation. We continue to be optimistic about the opportunities before us and look forward to sharing these with you as we move forward. Should you need any input or clarification, please write into our investor relations partner, CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of NDR Auto, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.